speaker.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We're talking tonight with a wonderful program that will help an artist get their work out there and their talent out there, and it will help a company in need of an artist. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're both here.
We are both here.
Excellent, because I only see one number.
We conferenced our way in. We're very high tech.
Excellent. Tell us about this wonderful site.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity, first of all, to talk about CrowdSpring. CrowdSpring, and this is Ross Kimborowski speaking, I'm one of the co-founders, and we also have Mike Sampson. We've been working on this for a couple of years. CrowdSpring is an online marketplace for buyers and sellers of creative services. So buyers looking for a new logo, website, marketing materials, or pretty much any creative content, post what they need, when they need it, and set their own price. Once they post their project, creatives from around the world submit actual works, not bids or proposals, for the buyer to review. So in a traditional marketplace, when somebody's looking for design services, they'll receive bids and proposals from people offering to do the work. On CrowdSpring, this is different. People submit actual designs. And as those designs come in, buyers are able to review, sort, rate, provide some feedback, and collaborate with the creatives until they find the perfect design for them. And so in essence, CrowdSpring offers real powerful tools and creatives around the world to showcase their talents pretty much on a worldwide stage, because buyers can come from anywhere. And it offers buyers a chance to source creative needs from anyone.
Excellent. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, this is just so unusual, some of the things that you have on there. You were the two co-founders. I saw a group of people there. So this company is growing.
We're up to eight people now. Mm-hmm. We actually just launched the site in May, at the beginning of May. We went into development in July of 2007. We went into a closed beta in March of 2008. And we launched publicly on May 6th of this year.
Oh, lovely. Now, if I wanted to build a site, I can simply say, I can have these talents and post them there as an artist?
Yeah. Well, here's how it works, essentially. So if you wanted a website design, for instance, you would come on the site, you would post your project, you would say how much you would like to pay, you would define how long the project would be posted for, you would provide a description of what you're looking for, what kind of business you have, what kind of examples of other site designs that you like, who your audience is, answer those kind of questions. And in turn, creatives, designers from around the world would submit actual concept designs to your project for you to judge. And at the end of the period, let's say you posted it for 2 weeks, at the end of the 2 weeks, you would choose from among those submissions, and you would pick the design for your site that you like the best. We would handle payment to that artist. We provide file transfer and various other tools. We provide legal agreements and intellectual property protection. And at the end, once you've approved the deliverable files, your final files, we pay the creative who you chose, and you walk away with your files and your site.
That's beautifully done.
Yeah,
what kind of businesses are you seeing?
We think it's a very elegant solution.
What kind of businesses are coming to you for this type of work right now?
We have businesses, really individuals and businesses, from nearly 30 countries around the world. And it's a pretty varied mix. So we're seeing a lot of small and mid-sized businesses. When we started thinking about ways that we can help redefine the creative industry, we really focused on the small and mid-sized business market because there are millions of them. and they are truly in need of some help on the creative side because they don't have the same large budgets that large companies do, and they really don't have the luxury to go to agencies for help. And so a lot of our buyers are small, mid-sized businesses from around the world. They range from small stores to companies that manufacture things, to companies that are in various service industries, online companies. We're also seeing more and more small and mid-sized marketing and advertising agencies leverage CrowdSpring to service their own clients, because fundamentally, a lot of these agencies have account managers but don't really have a lot of creative people to do the work. And this is a chance for them to present their clients with really a very unique way to choose creative services, because in the past they might present the client with one, two, or three options, let's say for a logo. Using CrowdSpring and leveraging the creatives working on CrowdSpring, they can present their clients with hundreds of options for that client's logo, which is unprecedented choice and really makes them look great in front of their clients. So lots of variety of businesses from nearly every industry from around the world.
We are seeing lots of startups, which is not surprising, given that we can really turn these projects around very, very quickly. And as Ross was saying, get a huge amount of choice. So we're seeing a lot of startups. We're seeing a lot of not-for-profits also. And we think they're driven by the same thing. You know, we find that lots of small and mid-sized businesses, whether they're not-for-profits or startups or any other kind of business, they don't know where to go. They have a need for these services. They need to source design work, but they don't know where to go in the traditional model. They could pick up the Yellow Pages. They could ask for a recommendation, but it's difficult for them. So for us to provide them with really a one-stop shop where they can name their own price, name their own time frame, and we provide all the tools and intellectual property protection, that's hugely valuable to them.
Now, I'm wondering, by chance, are companies coming in asking you for help with languages?
Well, not directly. So we have not yet had companies that are asking for help with translations, for example, or developing marketing materials in other languages. We have had examples of projects where people are looking for example, invitations in other languages, or they're looking for marketing brochures designed in Italian. And these are Italian companies that are marketing to their audience of Italian clients, and so they're looking for design help in their language. We're not really set up to do things like translations, so we didn't think that we can approach and solve the problem in every industry by adopting our model. So for example, in graphics design and creative services, when a buyer can take a look at several different examples of a logo, the buyer generally can tell, I prefer this one to the other one. With translation, it's a little different because if a buyer doesn't understand a language, it's impossible for them to really be able to tell which translation is better, more effective. And so we're seeing certainly buyers asking for materials in their own native language or sometimes even in the language of the country to which they're trying to direct their marketing. And because our creatives come from 130 countries at last count, they speak 90 languages, there are people on the site that have designed in virtually every language on earth.
And beautifully done, too.
Well,
we're
going
to refer everyone to crowdspring.com. It's a website where the talented can feature their abilities, and companies that need some quick artwork, you seem to have a very good turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, in a very simple way, I want to help you out with your description, because you can think of it as a creative marketplace with two audiences. So for buyers, it's a place to post a creative project, watch as the entire world contributes ideas, and at the end choose the one they like. And for the creatives, it's a global stage for their creativity where really title and experience don't matter. And this is something we talk about a great deal. We talk about the level playing field we're providing. Because when you post a project on CrowdSpring, let's say you posted a logo project, you're looking for a logo for your new business. Mm-hmm. If you were working in a traditional model, you would really care about the designers. When you're choosing a designer, you'd care about their portfolio, you'd care about their education, their client list, where they're located, how much they charge. But on CrowdSpring, the way we level the playing field is because everybody is submitting actual work, actual concepts. It doesn't matter where they were located. It doesn't matter if they have a portfolio or a great deal of experience. Really, all that matters is how good is their submission to your project, and do you as the buyer like it? And that means that a janitor in Canada can compete fairly with a graduate of the Rhode Island School of Design, or a stay-at-home mom in Oregon can compete with an established designer in New York. Everybody has ideas, and we like to think that we're providing a forum for those ideas.
Now, Mike mentions a janitor being able to compete, and we'd love to share the story of our own logo, because in effect, that was one of the events that prompted us to work really hard to try to bring this model of buying creative services to other businesses. We were ourselves looking for a logo, and offered several hundred dollars for designers to design our logo. We received 144 designs. We looked at all the designs, and we picked one that we liked, and this is our current logo. And we called the person who designed it because we really wanted to understand, who are these people who are creating such great work around the world? And it turned out that this was a 28-year-old living in Canada, and he was a nighttime janitor. Never had any education in graphics design. 6 months before we met him online, had picked up a book and taught himself. Now, we would have never hired him to do graphics work for us had we known he was a nighttime janitor, because that is not the kind of experience that one looks for when you're hiring a graphics designer. But in our model on CrowdSpring, experience doesn't matter because you're not buying their experience and hoping they'll do a good job. You are looking at your logo. And so when we saw the logo and we picked it, we didn't know he was a janitor, and frankly, we didn't care because he had already done the work. We loved it, and it just so happened that was his job. He was a nighttime
janitor.
Isn't
that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful?
We find that our creatives are the janitors of the world who are moonlighting. We find that they are, we mentioned stay-at-home moms. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of freelancers and recent graduates of art and design schools trying to build a portfolio, and professionals who just love doing it. You know, what we see is this sort of underserved underdog community that the internet has brought together. There are people, creative people, all over the world who just love to create, who just love to participate, who are working on our site because it's an opportunity for them to learn, for them to maybe make some money, for them to get experience, for them to have community and people who understand what they're going through. And it's really quite a wonderful community that we're building, and we're very, very proud of it.
That's quite lovely. I'm just looking at the artwork. It's just unbelievable at this. You have no idea where the artist comes from or what experience they have, and it doesn't really matter because you can see the work right there.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things that we really realized very early on was the way that we all buy services, any kind of services, is very different from how we buy goods. So we can walk into a store and look at television sets, and we pick the one we like. We can walk into a store and look at fruit and pick the watermelon we like. But that's not how we buy services, because generally services are bought and they're done in the future, and then you get some kind of end result from those. And this was something that we realized that when we just started talking about this problem and how to solve it. I had come back from a vacation to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and it's famous for many things, but has some great galleries with super expensive art that most people can't afford, but it's great to window shop. And walking through those galleries, when I came back, I realized that the way we buy creative services when we're in an art gallery is we look at the paintings on the wall and we pick the one we like. We don't look at bare walls and then pick an artist to draw a painting for us. And this really caused us to start thinking, is there a way for us to change the traditional model? Instead of people having to hire a designer to do the work in the future, how can we give people the chance to walk through their own personal art gallery, look at their own logos, look at their own website concepts, and pick the one we like? And that's ultimately, we think, the real change to the purchase of services, because now people don't have to guess. They can see and pick.
Excellent. Well, give us your names again and give us that website again and your phone number.
Well, we're Mike Sampson and Ross Kimborowski. The site is crowdspring.com, crowdspring.com. We don't have a phone number we use, but there's a simple contact us link at the bottom of every single page. We are very, very responsive. As a matter of fact, a large part of our philosophy in building this community is to be as responsive to our users as possible. So that takes several forms. One of the forms is customer support, which we believe in to the bottom of our souls. Mm-hmm. And we treat people with respect, we answer quickly, and we get a lot of recognition for that. We're very proud of it.
I'm one person that went page by page by page through your website looking for your phone number.
And I think you actually contacted us by clicking contact us in the end. You found it. You found us. And we're an internet company, and we believe in leveraging the internet in all aspects of what we do. I was starting to say another thing we're really proud of, and Ross can speak a little more directly to this, is we have built forums on our site, which are very active, very robust, lots of conversations going on amongst our users, and it's become a real community-building exercise for us, and our users are fiercely loyal. They're proselytizers for us, and you know we've grown by leaps and bounds in the short time we've been in business, and in large part it's because they're talking about us and they're recommending us and they're bringing others to the site.
We saw an opportunity when we started the company publicly in May of 2008, not only to change the business model, but really to redefine how an online business that's trying to create a community functions, how it talks to its community and how it talks to its customers. And one of our fundamental goals from the very beginning was to be transparent about what we do. And you see that in everything we do. You see that in our site. You see that in our forums. You see that in our communications with customers. And we talk to a lot of them. And fundamentally, that has really attracted a very large group of some of the best designers working online to us in a very short amount of time, because this is really a very simple principle that most businesses, most of your listeners understand. Know what the customer wants and try to give it to them. And one of the fundamental problems that has always existed in this particular space is most people never bother to ask either the buyers or the people doing the work, the creatives, what they wanted in a marketplace of this type. And that was one of the first questions that we asked when we started doing our research. And much to our shock, the answer was, nobody's ever asked us that before. And so we really built the marketplace in our community asking people, what do you want to see in a marketplace and what do you want to see in a great creative community?
Excellent. I see how, of course you're going to grow. Now, I have to ask, I'm curious, where are you guys, on the expressway, at an airport? Where are you?
we're in Chicago, so like all startups, we have luxurious space in the basement of a building right next to the L train. And periodically, we're entertained by the train, sometimes two of them at a time.
Okay, no problem. I was just curious.
So I apologize for that.
No, don't apologize for it. I think it's wonderful. So tell me, what are your backgrounds?
Well, we like to only half jokingly say we come from very traditional backgrounds for founders of an internet startup.
But that's not true. Tell me the truth.
It's not true. No, my dad, this is Mike speaking again. My background is in the entertainment industry. I have 20-plus years of experience in film and television production. I've worked for every major Hollywood studio. I've worked for every television network and most of the cable networks over the years, producing movies and television shows, which you've seen and loved. And Ross?
And I spent 13 years working as an attorney, largely focusing on intellectual property, so doing trial work, representing clients around the world in all types of intellectual property disputes. I was really fortunate to start practicing in 1995 when the Internet just became commercialized practically for businesses. And so I've been involved with this industry really from the very beginning, advising many startups. In 2006, when Mike and I started talking, we figured, why not? We didn't have the background, but we had lots of really great, relevant experience, and we were pursuing a startup that really was going to rely on all of that experience, and that's really come to be very true.
One of the ways we leverage both of our experience in different ways. So as I mentioned, I spent 20 years in the creative industry working with creative people and understanding the creative process. But more importantly, Ross's background in intellectual property law helped us a great deal because we put a great deal of weight on the protection of intellectual property. And for both of our audiences, we speak of two audiences. We speak of an audience of buyers and an audience of creatives. And both of these audiences are very concerned, particularly on the Internet, about how do they protect their intellectual property. And there are a number of ways in which we do that. Now, I'll let Ross talk about it a little bit, but one of the things that we do is we require that buyers actually escrow their funds up front. When you post an award, we take the money from you and we hold it until the project is over. And the reason we do that is really to protect the creatives. The creatives have said to us in no uncertain terms that they're happy to do this and participate in this model. They just want to know that someone's going to be paid, that someone's going to be chosen and someone's going to be paid, that buyers aren't window shopping, that they're serious about these projects, and we help them in that way.
And while we do that, and that's something that's really important for us because we're really the only marketplace that has that policy for every single project, we do something else for buyers too because we recognize that a buyer who is asked to really escrow their funds before a project starts takes a little bit of risk. We guarantee that each buyer will get 25 entries to their project or they get their money back, and there are no conditions attached to that guarantee. You're going to see 25 entries or you get your money back. Now, we've had lots of buyers who will get 10, 15 entries and then stop the project and award because they're really happy with the designs and don't need to see more. And we've had buyers that have issued awards with two or three designs, but ultimately there's a security for the buyer knowing that they're going to get some great choice, a choice they cannot get anywhere else today. So let me talk about some of the other things we do because we've introduced a lot of innovative things, not just for a creative marketplace, but generally. One of the biggest concerns for businesses in buying intellectual property. So when we talk about logos, websites, we're really talking about intellectual property. You're buying something created by someone else. One of the biggest concerns for businesses is how do you protect it? How do you ensure that what you're buying is appropriately transferred to you? How do you ensure that you gain full rights to it? And this is a dilemma that faces businesses really around the world. When we started researching, we were surprised because while we thought it was an important issue, every single person we spoke with, and there were hundreds of people around the world, buyers and creatives, said that it was important for them to protect the intellectual property. So we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to do that. And here's how we solved it. Every single project in CrowdSpring gets a free customized legal agreement to protect that intellectual property. So the buyer has the relevant and appropriate language in that agreement that gives them full rights to whatever it is they're buying on CrowdSpring. And we take into account the location of the buyer and the location of the creative so that a buyer from Italy will have appropriate language that protects them in Italy and, of course, around the world, and a buyer from the U.S. will have different but also appropriate language that protects their purchases here. And it also protects the creatives because until a buyer actually picks a design and we pay the creative owns everything they contribute to a project. So in essence, it's a win-win for both. The creative never loses ownership of what they created until it is sold to a buyer, and the buyer knows that when they buy something and pay for it, and we actually technically pay because we have the escrow, when a buyer gets something, they own it outright. And to support that, we've developed a pretty comprehensive set of rules and procedures in our own marketplace, and we work with our community. And there's a train passing by, so let me pause for a minute.
Yes, take a
we work with our community every day to help them understand and to help them assist us with enforcing these policies. We've built tools to let people easily report violations of intellectual property. We've released a lot of educational materials and continue to do that about intellectual property, about design, about the risks. And we pride ourselves on quickly responding to them. This is a very important issue to people, and we prioritize it. When we get a complaint that something may violate another person's intellectual property, that goes to the top of the list. We drop everything else that we're doing, and we decide that issue right away. And that's one way we've been able to attract such a huge group of people in such a short amount of time, because nobody else is doing this. Nobody else is really focusing on some of the core points of pain for businesses and really creatives from around the world.
I think the idea that you would actually protect the intellectual property, I think it's quite advantageous, because right now many people are buying art from an artist, and neither side is protected until
yes,
there's an argument later on.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's one thing that we found. People said it's really important, but half the time we don't do it because we can't afford it, or it's too difficult for us to find an attorney or find the appropriate forms. And so we wanted to solve that problem for them, because it's really an added benefit to CrowdSpring. You not only get to purchase really great design work, a great new logo, a great website, great marketing materials, but you can have some comfort that it's protected, that you're going to own what you bought, and that you have a legal agreement that will protect that purchase.
I think that's an excellent way to do business. I think it's also very economical. I find it this is a fast way to get good art really fast, I think.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. We encourage buyers to set the time frame for as long as their schedule will allow. And the reason we do this is obvious. The longer your project stays live, the more submissions you're going to receive and the more choice you will have at the end of your project. Having said that, we've had numerous projects. We've had over 600 projects in about 100 days. We've had numerous projects that are for very short time frames, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, and they are turning up with great work and great choice. We did a project this weekend, as a matter of fact. Someone posted, got in touch with us on Friday, said, I have kind of an emergency. I need a logo by Monday. I realize it's a holiday in the U.S. What do you think? And we said, well, you can give it your best shot, write a great brief, offer as big an award as you possibly, as your budget will allow, and let's see what happens. Well, it was a phenomenal result. The buyer was very actively engaged with the designers and ended up, Ross, what did he end up with, 392 entries?
394 entries, yes.
Over a three-day holiday weekend. At the end of the day Monday, he was able to choose from 394 entries to his project.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and we've seen a lot of buyers. I mean, one of the things that we constantly see, and this is something that we ourselves experienced really when we started developing CrowdSpring, buyers try to source design in the traditional way. So we told you about the janitor who designed our logo.
Yeah.
We were struggling to design our site. So the site that you see currently, we were having a real difficult time. We made the mistake initially of hiring a designer to do that work for us, and we fell victim to the same problem we were trying to solve. We were presented with three concepts. We looked at the concepts, and we didn't like any of them. We not only didn't like them, we didn't really see how we can take those concepts to a workable site. So we sat around the table one day, our entire team, and we were a little smaller than eight at the time. I think there were four or five of us. And we were brainstorming, what do we do? How do we find another designer? How do we fix this problem? And it really occurred to us, how can we ask businesses to trust us with our model unless we trust us with our model? And so one of the things that we did when we launched into a closed beta in March of 2008, we held a public version of one single project, and it was design our own website. So we essentially offered $5,000 to anybody in the world that could submit a design that we like. And we ended up receiving 337 designs from, I believe, 80 designers from around the world. And we picked, so the design that you currently see was designed by someone in our community who continues to work in our community, who continues to design. And so we did the same thing we did with the logo. We said, who is this person? Are they a professional designer? Have they been doing this for 10, 15 years? Because the work was outstanding. And it's been winning all sorts of awards over the last couple of months. We called him. We said, who are you? He's a student. He was a student of graphic design. He had just started in the Netherlands. And so, again, we would have never hired a student to do work for our site because we were a startup. We needed to have a dynamic website. We really needed to make a powerful impact. And here we were working with professionals with dozens and dozens of years of experience who had just delivered concepts to us that we didn't like. But because he had already done the work and we loved it, it wasn't an issue.
That's excellent. I think with the protection, I think that's the most important thing, the protection of the art. Let's give that train a moment. Now.
Sounds like it's gone.
Yes. This launch, how was it received?
Well, we can answer that question in a couple of ways. One is we get a constant stream of compliments from our users that the site is great, the service is great, they love the people, they love the community. But more so, we can talk about the numbers. So in just over 100 days, we have 6,000 registered users. We've had over 600 buyers come to the site from 130 countries. We have creatives from around the world, quite literally. We look at the map of where they're coming from, and there are, I think there's only about five or six countries that are not marked in green yet, and we're very, very proud of that. So those kind of numbers for a startup really, to us, speak volumes about the kind of traction we're getting and the kind of community we're building.
And one of the things that we're seeing, because we constantly talk to our community, we're seeing new industries develop in countries where they really had never existed. So I'll give you one example. One of the most successful designers on CrowdSpring, who's been with us from the beginning of our closed beta period, lives in a small village in India. They don't have electricity 24 hours a day. And one of the things that he told us a month ago was that India had never really had a strong graphic design community. It was tough for them to reach international buyers. It was really difficult for them to even reach their own businesses. But the opportunities that he's seeing on CrowdSpring and the ability to really reach an international audience is starting to develop an entire industry in a country, which is really amazing. And this is happening really all over the world. Countries that have well-defined industries are getting opportunities for people that traditionally have not been able to work in those industries. So Canada's had lots of great graphic designers, but janitors traditionally haven't done too well in that market. But now they can because they can compete against anybody.
And they have a fair shake, as would any of the entrants, I think.
And that's right. And you know, there's other businesses that have had a similar insight. So we like to point to a couple of others, and we're not ashamed to give them a plug. So iStock Photo really revolutionized photography in many ways. They had an insight early on that there are millions of people around the world carrying digital cameras, taking pictures of the same things that professionals are taking pictures of, and that these people love to make photography for the sake of making photography. And what they needed was an outlet and an ability and a place where they could sell their services. And iStock Photo created a marketplace for that. Well, there's another company here in Chicago that we admire greatly, and it's called Threadless. And Threadless is a creative company that designs and sells T-shirts. And on Threadless, anybody can go and submit a design for a T-shirt, and the community votes on those designs. And every month, Threadless produces T-shirts from those winning designs. And we think we like to think we're part of that same movement, that there are all of these creative people out there in the world, and they're looking for an outlet for this creativity and an opportunity to leverage this and show their creativity and show what they can do and participate. And we believe that CrowdSpring provides that.
And let me mention to the audience that that sound you just heard was nothing more than a Chicago train passing by. I have to mention that because on Blog Talk we had a few technical difficulties a week ago that made people a little nutsy. I just want them to know that Blog Talk Radio is perfectly fine this evening. It's just a train running through somewhere in Chicago.
It's just like sitting here in our offices with us, side by side.
Exactly. We get to share. And the company you mentioned, is it iStockPhoto.com? Is that it?
iStockPhoto.com was one of the companies I mentioned. That's right. And
yeah, we plug everybody. Feel free.
When Threadless is the other one, and we sort of, you know, they're not competitors of ours, but we very much feel that we're all sort of birds of a feather, that we all serve this same urge to creativity. You know, I talk about my wife who is an artist, and she, like many creative people, has no ability to not create. She has to. She just constantly is, and she cannot stop herself. And that's how creative people around the world are. They just want to create their work, they want to participate, and they're looking for venues. And the Internet, as it's done for so many things, is providing them a venue. And sites like CrowdSpring provide a venue for these people.
And Blog Talk Radio is one of the best examples of this, too, because essentially here is a revolution in social media networking and radio broadcasting, because anyone can develop a broadcast, and it is really empowering people to have some very innovative opportunities they never had before, and really compete on a fair playing field, because ultimately it is your talent that drives your success. It is your ability to develop a great program, much like a great design, and it gives people a fair playing field to give you a chance where such a chance was never available before.
Thank you for that lovely mention. I'm sure a Blog Talk Radio corporate, they'll enjoy that.
Well, we really believe that. We, you know, you see a lot of this on the Internet, and there are many, many examples, and not just in visual art or design, but the blog movement in general, and the rise of the citizen journalist that's empowered by the Internet. You watch the Democratic Convention and the Republican Convention, they've set up entire rooms and tents for bloggers to participate. Now, these people aren't working for the New York Times or the Washington Post. They're blogging on small blogs to relatively small audiences, but there are voices that could not have been heard before the Internet. Wikipedia is a great example of this. Wikipedia is an encyclopedia, we all know this, that's edited by its users. Where else in the world besides on the Internet could people collaborate in that manner, create something in that manner, and come together and create a community around something in that manner? And this is, you know, truly we believe this is the miracle of the Internet, and this is what CrowdSpring is tapping into.
And I have to ask, do you have a lot of creatives from China?
We have a fair number. We actually, it's interesting that we do have a reasonable amount of traffic, probably around 2%, coming from China. It's a huge, huge market, obviously a huge market for pretty much every international business, and I'll pause for a second again to give everybody a chance to experience the train. It's a huge market for pretty much every business that has aspirations to do business in China, and most businesses that want to work internationally do. And so we're really eager to try to attract both buyers and creatives. And they have two different problems, and this is true of many countries. On the buy side, a lot of these businesses don't have a great ability to communicate in English, but yet they are interested in selling to markets that speak English. And sometimes it's communicated in French or German or Italian, but they're interested in selling to Germany, France, Italy. And this is very true of Chinese businesses, as it is of a lot of businesses in other countries. So the chance for them to use CrowdSpring to create really design marketing materials, websites, to communicate to those markets is a huge advantage, because they get to see what they buy. They get to have creatives that both speak their language and the language of the country they're directing their work to help them with that work. And they can leverage people from around the world. And at the same time, the creatives in China can help people that are trying to market to China. So companies that are trying to sell products in China are going to need materials in Chinese. They're going to need marketing materials. They're going to need websites, and they're going to need to not only speak the language, but they're going to need to understand the culture. And so you have an opportunity for both groups of people in countries like China to really benefit greatly from a marketplace like CrowdSpring, and really businesses everywhere, because a U.S. company selling to China, selling to India, selling to Italy has that same advantage. It can create materials in those languages at a price they set themselves.
Oh, I love that.
And we see ourselves as creating opportunity for both of our audiences, opportunities for buyers and opportunities for creatives. So what one of the things that we think is really interesting is we see companies from India coming to CrowdSpring looking to source creative work and choosing creative designers from the United States. So there's this sort of reverse flow of globalization that happens. We've had buyers from some surprising countries, not just India. We have buyers from Israel. We have buyers from Czechoslovakia. We have buyers from South Africa. We have buyers from Australia and New Zealand. So companies from all over the world are coming to tap into this pool of creativity. And we have creatives also from all over the world who what they're doing is they're looking for clients, and we provide them a way to just be creative and let us handle the rest. We provide them a flow of projects and clients. We handle the billing and payment. We handle the legal contracts. We handle project management and feedback from the clients. And the creatives get to spend their time being creative. It also allows them to compete back to the level playing field idea. They're no longer competing on price. It's not a designer in the Philippines who's willing to do a job for less than a designer in Dallas or San Francisco. The buyer names the price. The creatives choose if they want to participate in that particular project or not, and they are competing on their creativity and their creativity alone and nothing else.
And let me just add to what Mike said, because one of the drivers for us 2 years ago was a desire to create a business that would not only create a level playing field for everybody, but would invite and make it possible for groups that previously were disadvantaged to participate. And so the kinds of people that we talked about back in 2006 when we started talking about it, we talked about retirees, we talked about stay-at-home moms, we talked about people who were handicapped. And one of the fascinating things is we have all of those people working on CrowdSpring, and we get letters from them constantly telling us how excited they are to be presented with this opportunity. And here on CrowdSpring, it doesn't matter. Their status as a stay-at-home mom doesn't matter. One of our most successful creatives happens to be a stay-at-home mom in Portland, Oregon, who has done an outstanding job in servicing clients from around the world while staying at home with her 1.5-year-old baby. One of the things we do every couple of weeks is we interview some members of our community. So we'll touch base with a creative and we'll do a full interview because we love to know who they are. And frankly, we think our community wants to understand better who they are and what's driving them. And so we've profiled, I think, 5 or 6 people, and we're continuing to do that. So that's how we know so much about our community. But it's really an opportunity for everybody who doesn't have, not just by education, but sometimes by choice. If a woman stays at home with her child, very limited opportunities to make money. And here's somebody who's making thousands of dollars a month, working part time on CrowdSpring.
And I can't tell you, I'm looking through this website and the artistry there, it's so amazing. I just can't get over how many people have come forth. I mean, they're basically working on spec and creating such gorgeous designs.
And it goes to this urge of creativity. It's this desire to participate, this desire to create, this desire for community, and we really believe that this is what we've tapped into. If it's thank you for saying that about the quality of the work, because we're very, very proud of that. We've shown the site and we've shared this with lots of different people, but we've shared this with people who are professionals in the creative industries. So, for instance, we've had creative directors from advertising agencies look at the site, look at the quality of the work, and quite frankly be astounded at not just the sheer number of designs being submitted, not just the number of creatives participating, but the overall quality of the work being submitted is very high level, very professional, and even professionals like the people I'm mentioning are just incredulous that we've been able to pull together this group of people, this community at CrowdSpring.
Well, tell me, what do you see in the future? What else are you guys up to?
Well, we're rapidly working on many things. One of the things that we want to be able to do is extend these opportunities both to buyers and creatives in other industries. So at the moment, the projects that you'll see on CrowdSpring are graphics design projects, websites, marketing materials, logos, invitations, illustrations. We want to extend that into other areas. We want to extend that to copywriting because there's a huge demand for copywriting, for articles, for blog articles. We want to extend that into audio and video and leverage Mike's 20-plus years experience in the movie industry because there are millions upon millions of people around the world that are really talented in all of these areas and that can do the work. They're either professionals that are not given enough opportunities to practice their trade, or they're non-professionals who quite competently compete against professionals side by side. They're the janitors that on a site like CrowdSpring can beat out professionals from Madison Avenue. And we want to give them a chance to practice their trade. We want to give them an opportunity to help the businesses. And at the same time, businesses, again, outside of graphics design that are looking for copywriting, that are looking for audio and music, that are looking for video, that cannot afford it right now and can't afford the agencies to help them, will be able to turn to these creatives in much the same way that we're solving this problem for graphics design on CrowdSpring.
I think this is a wonderful thing that you're doing. I mean, this artwork is so beautiful. It is unbelievable. It looks like something that you'd find at, you know, a BBD&O on Madison Avenue.
Only you'll get about 50 times as much choice. And and this is what blows the professionals away. So if you're a client of BBD&O on Madison Avenue and you're a brand and you need a new logo for a new product, BBD&O is going to provide you with some very high-quality concepts, but they're going to provide you with inherently a limited number of concepts. You are not going to get 394 choices of logo to look at if you go to BBD&O. Now, don't get me wrong. We are not going to put the BBD&Os of the world out of business. We are not competing with them. What we're doing is we are offering high-quality design, offering a real depth of choice to the small and mid-sized market, the businesses that need these services, that don't know where to go for them, that don't have the budget that the big brands have, that don't necessarily have the time to do this, and they need a source for this, and we're there for them.
And let me talk for a moment, because we've not yet talked about it, but I'm sure a lot of your listeners are wondering, what does it cost? So what do we charge buyers to post a project on CrowdSpring? And it's very simple. We charge 15% of the project fee. So if a buyer is posting a project for $300, we charge 15% of that, $45. They get to set their price. We clearly tell them what the total charge is. So on a $300 project, the total charge is $345. The $300 that they would award to a creative, we hold an escrow, and we pay out 100% of that money to the creatives. We never charge the designers anything. They get 100% of the funds. And that 15% buys you everything we've talked about. It buys you the legal contracts, full project management, robust notification system. We take care of all of the file transfers. We provide really world-class customer support. And we give you unprecedented choice. And it's all packaged in a very simple model.
I think it's a wonderful idea, and I think this is going to catch on. I mean, I think the creatives clearly know it, but for corporations and companies in need of artwork, and they need it fast, once they get to know that you're available and you start getting good publicity, you're going to be very busy.
Well, thank you, and we truly believe so also.
Well,
we've been getting some great recognition, and we're really proud. We've really been getting some nice recognition on the web. We've gotten some great coverage on lots of the major technology and business blogs on the web. TechCrunch has covered us. Mashable has covered us. You guys were very proud that you were interested in covering us.
And
we've
you realize
nice
you take the clip and mail it around and paste it to your website and do anything you want.
I think our guys are already doing that as we speak. And we've been getting some nice attention from the mainstream media, too.
And
make sure they mention
syndicated news. Don't forget us.
Okay, we will absolutely. SYNDICATED news. We had a wonderful article in the Chicago Tribune the other day, and the lead article in the business section in the Tribune on Monday. We've got some other articles coming out in the mainstream press, and we're really pleased with that we're getting that kind of attention.
And I got to tell you, I'm interviewing you this evening because I had originally booked you through your representative. However, as the evening progressed, it became clearer and clearer to me that I'm the wrong person to have run this interview. This should have been conducted by our senior financial, Bro is confusing his title. He's the chief financial editor, Mr. Raymond F. Rivas. He's the one who should have been doing this interview because this is pure business. It's pretty, but this is pure finance. This is pure business.
You've done an outstanding job with your questions. I mean, we just really appreciate the opportunity to share with your audience. Ultimately, it's a story we love to tell because so the story I told about the janitor, when we heard that, we looked at each other and we couldn't believe it because if we had sat down to try to make something up, we would have never thought of that. We could never have been that creative to figure it out. It's really a story we love to tell, and fundamentally, there's a very simple set of facts that drives us. So in the U.S., there are 500,000 new businesses started every single month. Every single month, 500,000 new companies. Around the world, that number is over 1 million new companies. And all of these companies need creative services. Every single one of them. Now, not all of these companies are going to come to CrowdSpring. This month. Not all of these companies are going to come to the big agencies on Madison Avenue. But every single one of these companies needs creative services, and there's a huge need. So even if the larger companies continue to use the services of, their bigger agencies, and they should, because there are great values that, that agencies bring to them, and that's why Mike earlier said we're not really looking to replace them. They have a great value they provide, and frankly, we look at ourselves as helping our customers become more sophisticated and graduate to the point where they could turn to those agencies for services, because ultimately, no internet model can provide the same kind of hands-on customer service that a big agency can around a big campaign. It's really not possible to create a model that will do that, but that's not what most businesses need when they start, and that's not what most small and mid-sized businesses need. What they need is help with their creative work, not a lot of hand-holding initially, and that's where we want to help, and then graduate them to the agencies and more sophisticated projects.
That's a wonderful statement, but I think this is going to revolutionize the advertising agencies. Are you getting, I mean, you can see who comes to your website from your server. I mean, I would think you have a lot of ad agencies looking into your site, no?
We do. We are, you know, we're contacted by many. You know, Ross mentioned earlier, and we know this for a fact, we know that in addition to the BBDOs of the world, the large agencies, there are hundreds and hundreds, thousands of smaller agencies, local agencies, marketing companies, creative shops, and we know they're coming to us, and we know they're sourcing art through us. And on an economic, from a business standpoint, it makes a great deal of sense, because imagine if you are running a small ad agency in one of the smaller cities in the U.S. You have a limited pool of talent whom you can tap into, and we really think that these people need us, that the ad agencies that are in St. Louis and Louisville and Minnesota, they don't have huge pools of designers available to them, and we can provide that, and we can open it up to the world for them and for their clients.
And the price is just right. The price is just right.
Well, it's more than just right. You said it. You establish your own price. So there's no need to guess about what something will cost. If your budget is $500, that's what you offer. If your budget is $1,000, that's what you offer. You could obviously offer more or less, but really it gives buyers an opportunity to figure out how much they are comfortable and willing to pay for something.
And agencies, really, this is a great market for them. This is a way for them to tap into not just, you know, a few creative artists, but literally hundreds and thousands of creative artists around the world whose ideas they would not have access to in any other way.
I think this is a wonderful service. And tell us about, I mean, what about companies that have used you? Are there any companies whose names we would know?
We're really getting the small and mid-sized businesses. You're not going to see brands on here yet. Though we think we will be able to attract those kind of brand names.
We've had
lots of web-based businesses that you know, your viewers may or may not know. And we have a company named Mediafly who's doing a lot of work on our site, posting projects. We had a company, Cashfly, another, who's actually a Chicago-based company, doing work on the site. We had a wonderful project just that closed about a week ago for a company that is putting out non-alcoholic beverages, and they were looking for packaging design for their cans for their beverages. And they had a phenomenal response and phenomenal choice, and they ended up with a beautiful product. They were just thrilled, and they're going into production with that. We've had cigar companies come looking for labels for their cigars. Other kinds of product design projects that have been very, very successful. And we think it's a great way not just to find, you know, your logo or your website, But actual product design is very, we're having great success with it, and the artists, frankly, are just eating those projects up. They love doing those projects.
And you know, just as the creatives can be creative, buyers get creative too. So we've had buyers post projects for custom bar mitzvah invitations in Hebrew. And really all sorts of different kinds of projects, pretty much anything they need, rather than get something off the shelf that a million other people can buy for just a little bit, they can get something unique that nobody else in the world is going to have. And that's pretty powerful when you're looking for something that will differentiate you.
Well, this has been Ross Kimborowski, is that correct?
That's correct.
Ross Kimborowski and Mike Sampson. This is Blog Talk Radio, syndicated news. We can't thank you enough for these wonderful, wonderful expressions and that great artwork. We absolutely loved it.
Well, we would encourage, thank you so much, and thanks for the opportunity. We would encourage everybody to come visit the site, crowdspring.com, and we welcome you with open arms.
And thanks very much for taking the time with us.
And the email there, we don't call, is that correct?
And that's right. And at the bottom of every page is a contact us, and we answer those promptly.
And remember, that's crowdspring.com, crowdspring. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
I'll call you right back. Thank you.